Oh, would you look at that couple over there? Every day she stands on that doorstep and just waits for her husband to come home. Meanwhile, she could close that robe a little. The whole business is hanging out.
I can't believe you would stand here and invade the intimacy of two lovers when the view from my room is spectacular.
meanwhile, would you look at what my day consists of? Buy Brighton socks. Take Grace to therapy. Pick up Mr. Sheffield's prescription.
Please, my heart bleeds for you. There are two words on my list. Don't jump.
Well, bye, sweetie.
Bye.
I
love you.
Bye.
Bye,
Val. Oh, Niles, when did I become such a housefrau? Me. I mean, where's the excitement? Where's the passion? All I got is the drudgery. What, no chopped egg with the caviar?
The other housefrau didn't feel like chopping.
Well, it's like me and Mr. Sheffield have been married for 20 years and all the thrill is gone. Only we skipped the throat part altogether. You know, if I wanted to be in a sick and twisted relationship, I could be living at home with my parents.
Oh, my God, friend, you will never believe what happened to me at school today.
What?
I'm walking down the hall after third period.
Yeah?
And Sean comes up to me, and he pulls me into the stairwell, and he starts making out with me.
Oh, honey.
Fran, it was so intense. I couldn't breathe. Oh, his chest was pressed up against mine. Oh, his mouth was so hot. And then he whispered, I love you.
Say it again. Only lower and try an English accent.
Isn't it bittersweet to look on passionate youth and know for you it's gone forever?
And on that note, we move into the second level. Miles, look at this. It's half empty.
You think you're the only one whose life sucks?
Oh, dear Niles, what is it this time? Your job? Your weight? No future?
Actually, I was just wondering why I don't have a social life, but you cleared that right up for me. Thank you, sir.
All right, Cece, come on, let's get started. Oh, now, we'll take our supper in the office tonight.
Wait a minute. You're working tonight? You're supposed to be taking me and Gracie to the movies.
Betty Fine, isn't that your job? Maxwell will go insane if he has to see The Hunchback one more time.
Then why don't you quit?
Oh, Niles. Dear, sweet, overcompensating for his little spatula, Niles.
You know, Mr. Sheffield, I know that you're very busy with your show and everything, but I really don't think that that's an excuse for you to neglect your children.
Well, how exactly am I neglecting them?
Well, they sit around here all day waiting for you to come home, and then you never once say, let's go out for drinks, let's go dancing, you look sexy in that outfit. I'll get it. Oh, I guess it's just not meant to be. I wasn't put here to have a handsome British millionaire sweep me off my feet.
Hello, love.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such what a thing.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan.
The flashy girl from Flushing.
Look who's here. Let me get you a drink. Who is she?
It's Miss Fine's mother.
No. look incredible. It's a work of art.
Oh, Nigel.
Guys, I do wish you'd let me know you were coming. I'm just swamped with work at the moment. But Miss Fine offered to be your welcome to New York ambassador.
Mayor Giuliani's made some great changes to your fair city.
Welcome to New York.
What's up, love? You're not the same girl I met in Paris. I can see it in your eyes.
What?
A need, a yearning, a desire that is yet to be fulfilled.
Well, I bet you say that to all the girls. And if you don't, you should try it.
Well, get ready to feel much better, love. You're mine now.
You're pretty cocky for a tall, charming, rich, gorgeous guy.
Not to mention one hell of an answer.
Sorry, Nigel, I'm just not going to be the life of the party tonight. Oh, this place is just fabulous. I'll tell you, I love going to clubs. I'm heavily into noshing.
You mean moshing, don't you?
No.
So, do you really like this place?
Oh, well, I'll tell you. It's got one major thing already going for it. I'm not outside online hugging Val to try and keep warm. Although, that did get us into another club. But I'll tell you, that Kansas Gingrich was such a sport with the drinks.
I hope you don't mind me telling you one more time just how sexy you are.
No, still digging it.
Come on, let's dance.
Okay.
I'd love to watch you move.
Oh, Nigel, I find it so hard to believe that you two are brothers. You are nothing like Mr. Sheffield.
Darling, I am Mr. Sheffield.
Get down.
Weird when she's happy.
Don't complain. It's been 4 years since I've been able to get my hands on a Haagen-Dazs bar.
I'll get it. Nigel.
Hello, darling.
Flowers.
Would you rather have candy, clothes, diamonds?
Stop it. Diamonds?
Well, I happen to have one right here.
Oh, my God. Nigel, it's gorgeous. Oh, I don't know anything about diamonds. Oh, pure white, 1.76 carats. No occlusions. It's beautiful.
And so are you. How's that fantastic body? Still a regular boogie wonderland?
You don't know the half of that.
What are you caught in a butler trap?
Gnaw your foot off and get moving.
Miss me? God, I missed you.
You send that bottle of champagne to Glenn Close, yes?
Mr. Sheffield, you met your brother Nigel.
Yes, Nigel, listen, I'm awfully sorry I haven't spent more time with you, but, I'm sure Miss Fine's been entertaining you.
Oh, yes, she's been incredible.
And a Martha Stewart kind of way.
Well, it's about bloody time. I asked for this bottle hours ago.
Well, good things come to those who wait. Mm. Unless they wait too long and then they slip through their namby-bamby fingers.
You know, Fran, I could have sworn when Max just walked in, you acted as if you were cheating on him.
What? No, just because I pushed you off of me and started to act defensive. Nah, you probably never had your parents catch you playing spin the bottle with your first cousin.
So then it's all right to say, I think I found my other half. And to give you this ticket for the QE2.
Oh, Nigel, so many presents. And it's not even Hanukkah.
Fran, I'm leaving tonight, and I want you to come with me.
Oh, Nigel, I'm not that kind of girl.
I'm asking you to be my wife.
I'm that kind of girl. Are you proposing?
I know. Max has always accused me of being impulsive, but I've fallen in love with you. And I'm not letting you get away.
Oh, my God. You two are like day and night. Cain and Abel. Tommy and Dickie Smothers.
The ship sails at midnight. Start packing.
Oh, Nigel, this is a huge decision. I mean, what about the kids? I just can't abandon them. Although, this would make me their aunt now.
I'll wait for you on the pier. If you don't come, I know the answer's no.
No, don't. It's too fast. I can't. I'm sorry. You said midnight, right?
You sounded hysterical on the phone.
Oh, Val, you know how I've always wanted to be a part of this family? And not just the nanny, but, you know, a real part. Like, if, God forbid, something happened, there were problems or strife, I could get the house.
Oh, my God, he asked you to marry him?
He wants to elope. I have to be on a ship by midnight. I'm telling you, this is crazy. I don't know what I'm doing. It's winter. I don't need cotton pants.
Oh, Fran, in my heart, I know that there is no one more perfect for you than Maxwell Sheffield.
Not him. The brother.
Better. Younger, no kids.
What am I even considering? It's nuts. The guy knows me 2 seconds, and he already wants to run away with me? It's weird. It's freaky. It's icky.
I think it's romantic.
Isn't it? It's
come on, let me see the ring.
Oh, it's not a ring. He gave me a diamond solitaire necklace. It goes against tradition, but that's part of his allure.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Isn't it perfect? I'm just going to turn it into a ring Ed Baguette's in a platinum setting.
Oh, yeah.
Fran, I will never forget tonight.
You didn't.
What?
Oh. What the heck could be so memorable?
Well, Sean is just so romantic and passionate about things.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I kind of always saw myself with someone more like Daddy.
Yeah, well, every girl feels that way about your father. I mean, their father.
It's just so great to be in love.
Oh, I know, sweetie. It's the most wonderful feeling in the world. Hold on to it as long as you possibly can. And remember, always follow your heart.
Well, my heart says I should go back over to Sean's.
That's not your heart talking. Oh, Ma. I'm so confused. How long am I supposed to wait around for Mr. Sheffield? What made Daddy finally commit to you?
Sweetheart, you can't compare relationships.
Well, tell me, I want to know.
It's not important.
Come on, what made him finally marry you?
Your sister, all right?
You know, I always wondered how she could be a 13-pound preemie.
Darling, I know you're famished. But don't rush into anything until you're sure.
How did my life get so complicated? I always thought that I was going to end up with Mr. Sheffield. But I'm wasting my youth here. I mean, I'm a vital, passionate woman, and Nigel brings that out in me.
Darling, hold that thought. I took a diuretic.
It's fine. Were you planning on seeing Nigel tonight?
Well, I was thinking about it, but if you don't want me to, if you think my place is to be here with you and the kids, just say the word.
Oh, by all means, go. You two will have a wonderful time together.
Yeah, who knows when I'll finish up in the office.
Oh, please don't sit around waiting for me.
All right. Well, I know what I gotta do now. Yeah, Pizza Hut.
To be on that ship?
I guess not. I thought you went to bed hours ago.
No. I've been out since late this afternoon.
So, you haven't been in your office?
No, why?
Ma's in there, watching TV. She had a fight with Daddy.
Well, I'm very glad you're still up. You know, I've missed you. Oh, the show is coming along superbly. Very soon it'll be opening night. You'll be there wearing something smashing.
I'll stick a couple of tums in your cummerbund so when you get nervous.
It's fine. Are you all right? Have you been crying?
I went clubbing with Val and I hurt my ankle.
Oh, dear. Well, let's have a look. Oh, gently. Oh, yes. Well, you should get some ice on that. Do you think you can walk?
No.
You sit right there. I'll get it. How you managed to totter around the house in those high heels. There you go. Why are you breathing so heavily?
Lamaze. Ma enrolled me. Wishful thinking.
Right. Well, anyway, you sleep with that on tonight and we'll fetch a doctor in the morning.
Thanks.
Oh, no, wait. No, we can't have any of that, can we? Here, put your arms around my shoulder. There we go. There we are. Don't you worry, Miss Fine. I've got you.
Boy, do you ever.
Miss Fine, we're all just sitting down to dinner. You do realize it was your other ankle you injured.